He who hath walked in my precepts and kept my judgments to do truth, this man is just, living he shall live. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Children, today's stational church is the Church of St. Lawrence in Panisperna. This refers to the tradition of the poor clares of the nearby convent of this church, who used to distribute bread and ham, that is, pane e perna, on the feast of St. Lawrence, to commemorate this saint's example of giving church funds to poor. In this church also, St. Bridget of Sweden used to beg for alms for the poor outside the church, and she also prayed there before the crucifix of its high altar. Our Mass today is the food Mass because it contains many references to food. Prophet Ezekiel, in his epistle, explains God's great mercy towards the Gentiles. The Jews had a favorite proverb, "The fathers did eat a sour grape, and the teeth of the children are set on edge." They meant by this that if parents are bad, children are punished as well. But as Ezekiel preached, our sins are personal, that is, they belong to those who commit them. We cannot excuse our bad behavior by appealing to bad example. Today is also the feast day of Saint Dominic Savior, the model of good behavior. Saint Dominic was a schoolboy in the Salesian Fathers' school established by Saint John Bosco. Everyone in the school soon saw from the way Saint Dominic prayed that this boy was different. He loved all his schoolmates, and he used to worry of them that they would lose the grace of God by sinning and doing bad. When the dogma of the Immaculate Conception was declared in 1854, the whole community gathered in the chapel. In a special prayer service, the Salesians and Saint Dominic and his friends, they offered themselves to Mary, the Immaculate Mother of Jesus. Dominic then renewed his first communion resolution, "Death rather than sin." And from that day onward, wrote St. John Bosco, Dominic made such evident progress in virtue that I began to write down everything I noticed about him. Dear children, one of the goals of Lent is to make you also to grow in virtue and avoid sin. And that virtue should not end when Lent ends, but stay with you for the rest of your life, as it did with Saint Dominic. Because of our food Mass, I want to talk to you about gluttony and abstinence. One way to become virtuous is to watch what you eat, and this is what we practice on Lent. Now, the word gluttony is the inordinate longing for pleasure in food or drink. And Lent is a perfect time for the gluttonous to overcome this capital sin. You children are not yet obliged to fast, but remember that you are obliged under sin to abstain from meat on Fridays and other prescribed days and hours of abstinence. And it is not something to be taken lightly. From the beginnings of Christianity, Friday has been marked as an abstinence day, namely not eating meat, in order to do honor to the memory of Christ, who suffered and died on that day of the week, on Good Friday. In the early days of the Church, during Lent, the obligation to abstain from meat was not withdrawn even on Sundays. I noticed something peculiar of our time just this week. During Lent, many fast food chains offer special seasonal fish products, like fish sandwiches and fried shrimp. I recently saw an advertise for a crab cake slider, which one of the fast food chains offers, and decided to check it out. It wasn't especially good. I mean, it was okay, but nothing rememorable. But while eating it, I could not help to think that this market trick is a great example of situational irony in our time and situation. Situational irony, sometimes called comic irony, occurs when the exact opposite of what is meant to happen happens. A classic example is the American short story, The Gift of the Magi. In it, the husband named Jim and his wife Della have only two possessions between them in which they take pride: Della's beautiful long flowing hair and Jim's shiny gold watch. One Christmas, they are desperate to find gifts to each other, so Della sells her hair to a nearby hairdresser and buys a chain for Jim's watch as a gift to her husband. And Jim ends up selling his precious watch to buy Della some beautiful hair combs, now of course useless because Della's hair is short. So I was thinking that this advertising campaign of fish and crab cake sandwiches during Lent is another great example of comic irony. These filthy, rich fast food chains, practically the symbols of gluttony in our country, are making more money for themselves by using as a marketing trick the devout Catholic practice of abstinence, the same devout practice which the Catholics themselves have abandoned. Because children, sadly, even many traditional Catholics have now become gluttonous, and by sinful habit, they simply ignore the rules of fast and abstinence. And all this the while fast food chains are making money with these practices, which the Catholics seem as outdated. And children, remember that you can be guilty of gluttony also if you complain about the rules of the church. Gluttony shows itself also in grumbling and grouching about the laws of fast and abstinence. And unfortunately for many adults, gluttony means keeping carelessly or totally neglecting those regulations. For a gluttonous person, Friday is a fearful day. They let everybody know how unhappy they are, and they even sell their souls, not for the 30 pieces of silver, but for a piece of meat, by deliberately disobeying the rules of the Mother Church. Such bad Catholics don't care about the spiritual reasons of fast and abstinence. And Lent, well, how they hate Lent. Again, they do not and will not remember that we fast and abstain these 40 days because our Lord ate no food for 40 days. We fast and abstain because we want to prepare worthily for Easter and share more fully in the passion and death of Jesus, our Savior. I want to give final word for St. John Bosco when he was advising St. Dominic Savio of how to become a saint. In his eagerness to become holy, Dominic used to sometimes skip a meal so that he would have more time to pray, and the other students made fun of him. He would also put pieces of wood or small stones in his bed so that he could suffer for Christ. When the dormitory monitor told St. John Bosco about the fasting and penances of Dominic, He called Dominic aside and told him, "Dominic, the way to be a saint is to be always cheerful. Do your duties to the best of your ability and give your classmates good example. Keep in mind that the Lord Jesus is always with you and wants your happiness." That is the key of keeping good Lent, children. It's okay to be a little bit hungry and not eat things what give you pleasure, but you must do it happily because you love the Holy Mother Church. Even a small sacrifice done with a happy smile is much better than starvation done grudgingly. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.